Imagine a moment where you have been all by yourself for not days, but weeks, months, maybe almost a year. No one else. And you have been searching for some soul, someone, anyone whom you can see. And then after searching, you find this person. And you are so overwhelmed with joy. You are so overcome with emotion that you fail to hear what this person is saying. He's shouting at you. He's screaming at you. But nothing matters. You just go towards him and give this person a hug. Just because you just found this person, this one person, one other person that you've been looking for. Life is in the moment. The future that we are looking for, the future that we all are waiting for, is just futile. It simply doesn't matter. It simply doesn't exist. Welcome to Agar Meditation. I am Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy, and here we are today, another week, and this episode, Living Free, is so important and necessary in this time, where all around us we are watching people just dropping dead. People are just losing their loved ones all of a sudden, no previous symptoms. And suddenly they are gone, and families are devastated. And when I have worked with people who are in their last leg of life, who are in coma, those who are depressed, who are sad, it's all the same. Everyone wished that they lived the life that they wanted to. For them, this current moment does not matter anymore, because when they had to live, they did not. It's so important for us to live this moment that is there with us. We all know it. But then the mind is constantly fooling us into believing that there is a better tomorrow that we can live. And we are failing to live the life that we can today. And day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour, we have been just fooling ourselves, waiting to live that future. That future does not exist. So living free essentially means to live without any prejudice, live without any baggage. When you have to live free, you just have to live, you just have to accept every moment as it is. The problem is we want perfection. We want the moment to be as we conceived it in the mind. But when it really occurs, we didn't know it would be like this. And then you want a better moment, and a better moment, and a better moment. And when these moments just occur, we were just simply wanting things to be better, wanting things to be different. And we are simply not in acceptance of how life is manifesting for us. We fail to understand that we are the ones who are manifesting life as it is happening for us. It's not something that's happening all by itself. We are creating it. We are the ones creating it. So when are we going to stop? When are we going to stop creating this life and start living it? This is the time, this is the moment. And there are practices for it. And when you practice living free, that's when life really turns out to be beautiful. So let us start today by practicing the Agar meditation. The first practice is the maypole meditation. Let's practice that. Let us start with that, and then we will move ahead into other practices. So for those who have joined the first time, let me give you the instructions. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that you do not use the backrest. Let your feet be one beside the other. Do not cross your feet. And those who are sitting on a couch, on a sofa, please move to the edge of it so your spine is straight. Again, make sure you stretch your legs. Do not cross them. And those who are sitting on the ground, you can cross your legs, but do not use a backrest. If you feel your back is weak, then you can elevate your sit bones by about 3 inches by placing a blanket or a couple of pillows under your sit bones, and you can rest your hips on them so you can sit straight. Imagine that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your arms extended, with fingers stretched out. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Connected by this ribbon, walk back to your seat as if it were a telephone connection between you and a higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in these healing energies. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may carry in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love deeply. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, and low self-esteem. Let us make this practice more powerful. But before that, tell yourself, I am willing to release all my prejudices, all my judgments, all my anger, all my sorrows and griefs, and every other emotion that is preventing me from receiving the love of the higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to manifest itself on either side of you. Imagine your cosmic father on your left side and your cosmic mother on your right. Extend your hands on either side to hold on to their hands. With your right hand, hold the left hand of the Cosmic Mother. And with the left hand, hold the right hand of your Cosmic Father. Feel the energy flowing into your hands from theirs. Now drop your hands and ask them to embrace you, to hug you in a close protective embrace. Allow yourself to melt in their love. Allow yourself to feel their love. Allow them to merge in you and settle in you. Your real home is within you, not outside of you. Slowly move your hands, move your legs. Slightly twist your body to come back to conscious awareness. Turn your head from side to side. And open your eyes when you're ready. Take a deep breath and breathe a sigh. The only thing that we always need is to feel loved, is to feel belonged, is to feel at home. And it all can happen only inside you. No one apart from your own divine self can even come close to providing this. You have to repetitively go back to your inner dwelling to experience this feeling of being loved, feeling of belonging, and to experience feeling at home. Prejudices occur when we fall out of this love, when we are willing to let go of our love that is our home, when we are willing to let go of feeling belonged, that's when we are willing to pick up prejudices, to make them our priority, to hate, to carry disturbing memories and disturbing thoughts. All that is possible only when you fall out of love. When there is love, nothing matters. Everything is perfect. Everything is okay. It comes close to being your natural self, your divine self. That's what really matters. Nothing else matters. In fact, to tell you the truth, and to tell you honestly, from a personal experience, when the time comes to leave the body, at that moment you look at your own life in a third man's perspective. And you realize how you have had so many opportunities where you could have loved, where you could have done things, been there for others, and how every opportunity was simply there for you to make the best use of. At that moment, you will just look at it all and you will know for sure that yes, I know exactly what to do. And in that moment you'll ask consciousness or God or your higher self, whatever you call it, you will ask, I just know what to do, please send me back. But consciousness has a better deal. it sends you back, not only sends you back, but sends you back in a brand new body with an entire lifetime to do what you know to do. And we are born completely washed out of the memory that we had, only to make a fool of ourselves once again. Until the very end of our life, we again remember what you had to do. And like this, we have lived lifetime after lifetime, lifetime after lifetime, for millions of lifetimes. And the very fact that someone is speaking about this today, which you are able to hear today, is proof that you are ready. Someone had to just remind you that you're all ready. But don't give up this opportunity for anything. Just drop your prejudices. And the way to drop your prejudices is to just work with all the garbage that you have collected. Your garbage are your prejudices, are your unhappy memories, memories that cause anger, memories that disturb your peace, memories that have taken up so much of your importance that you are unable to connect to your own love. It is important to work on them. With a show of hands, I want you to tell me how many of you are willing to drop everything, all those memories that you are carrying, all that garbage you are carrying. How many of you are willing to drop it and just get back to feeling, get back to being love? It is necessary. But there is work to be done. And this work is not difficult. It's not at all difficult. It is so simple. But the only thing is that you have to commit yourself to doing it every day. And you have to do it constantly and continuously. And you will be free. Because when you take one step towards the higher consciousness, the higher consciousness makes it easy for you. Because getting back to love is what love is all about, is what God is all about, is what consciousness is all about. And like Paramahamsa Yogananda says, God is feeling lonely. He is feeling so lonely being there all by himself, and he created himself as a reflection of himself, and all the reflections got lost. Now let us, as reflections, get back to him. All that we have to do is to drop our garbage that actually makes it our ego, gives us this false identity that we carry within ourselves, that makes us feel important. But of what importance is our identity if it did not contain love? It is so silly. So those who are working professionals, be firm. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be upset. Because we are dealing with another attitude. So while you're dealing with an attitude, do not get disturbed by the other person's attitude. You can tell yourself, yes, he or she has every right to behave the way they choose to behave. But I'm just going to be firm, because that's the only way the ego learns. You don't have to be angry at all. So the way is very simple. One is a practice of just blessing every memory that you have. The second is just removing yourself from the scene and throwing yourself into the fire. Let the ego burn. Let the ego get destroyed. It's not worth it if the ego identifies itself with sadness, with anger, with sorrow, with guilt, with fear. It's simply not worth it. And another way is the practice of Mahopeksha. We just work with every memory that you have. Free yourself from each and every memory that you have so that you have nothing else to hold on to. Spirituality is free fall. Don't hold on to anything. But most of us hold on to those ropes, believing that it will save us. But that's the only attachment that we have. But that attachment is not real. It's an attachment which binds you to your past, binds you to your sorrow, to your fear, to your anger. It's a compromise, prevents you from being free. For you to be free, you just have to let go. You just have to be happy. You just have to be love. But when other people question you, how is it possible for you to be so loving? How is it possible for you to forgive someone when someone has been nasty? When someone has grudges against you? When someone is unethical? When someone is lying? When someone is doing things which is socially incorrect, inappropriate? The answer is be firm. Be firm and do things according to the law. But you don't have to be angry about it. There's no need for anger. Anger comes from judgment. Firmness comes from clarity. So always choose to be firm. Don't get emotional. So with this, let us practice what it means to release our prejudices. You can do this practice with your eyes closed, so you withdraw some of the senses that can otherwise disturb your inner vision. I would want you to visit your recent past and pick a memory where you felt disturbed. And see yourself in the situation. Beside your memory, see a oven, a fire that's burning. Watch this memory and see yourself in the memory. As the disturbing scene unfolds, you are watching it. I want you to pick yourself from this scene and put yourself into the fire. And watch what happens to the memory. Pick another experience where you felt anger or sorrow or grief or envy, jealousy, hatred, irritated, frustrated, agitated, or fear. Pick yourself and put yourself into the fire. You see how the ego holds on to the memories, and you see how simple it is to get rid of these memories. It's so simple. What you did was you just got rid of your memory, got rid of your ego. That's what you did. When you get rid of your ego, then there is nothing else to hold on to that memory. Nothing else. The ego wants the memory. We don't need it. We don't have a past. We don't have a future. We are the divine self. There's just one divine self as many in the various multitudes of life forms existing at this very moment in all of creation. And we are simply experiencing this moment. The past, the future, it's all to do with our ego. The moment you get rid of the ego, and immediately there's no memory. Isn't it simple? This is all it takes. This is all it takes for you to get rid of your ego. Many years ago, I was asked by a friend of mine, a very, very close friend of mine, like my brother. He is a priest in a church. He asked me to give a sermon. And at lunch, there was a magazine on the table called Krista Prakash. I just looked at it and I saw the fifth commandment. So I took that as the message which I needed to deliver. So I went back to my room. It was afternoon and the sermon was to be delivered in the evening. I just looked up on the internet what the fifth commandment was, and there was legal killing, illegal killing. I knew this was not the message that God wanted me to deliver. So I sat in my meditation and I asked, please show me what is the fifth commandment. And when the moment was right, the message was given that do not kill the love of God for the sake of the ego. That is the fifth commandment. And when I delivered the sermon, of course, on the lighter side, people wanted to know whether I was a Christian or a Hindu. And when I told them that I was, they asked me whether I was Mahesh Krishnamurti or Mahesh Krishnamurti. When I said I was Krishnamurti, they said, you're telling us what's there in the Bible. I was telling them what God had told to all those people from where the Bible has come. So don't kill the love of God for the sake of the ego. And when you kill the love of God, and how do you kill the love of God? It's just by embracing anger, embracing hatred, jealousy, envy, agitation, irritation, frustration, sadness, sorrow, grief, pity. You embrace everything else but love. When you get back to love, that's when you're truly free. That's when you are actually alive. Alive in the moment. When you get back to feeling love, you will feel life completely present in the moment. It's unbelievable. You know, there is no such thing as supernatural. We're all waiting for that one supernatural experience which will probably transform us. But reality is there is no such thing as supernatural. We have been living an existence where our vibration has dropped to a pitiable level. If we were to only live as we were born, then you will experience your complete magnanimity. You'll experience your fullness, the fullness of existence. So as a start, if you will, turn off your WhatsApp notifications from today. Don't get drawn into that. It takes away your happiness. Turn off the notifications of most of the apps that you don't need. If someone really needs to call you, reach you urgently, they will call you. They will not send you a WhatsApp message. So get rid of your gadget addiction from today. start investing the time in yourself. We have been wanting people to embrace this love. Last week I was sitting in my meditation and I got this message. All prayers come to me. And someone else from our group told me that there was another person who also got this message. Another guru got this message. Everybody is getting the same message. An awakening is happening. Consciousness is bringing together people who can get back to feeling love. Consciousness is just bringing this. It's kind of attracting. It's a fusion. It's a fusion of all those beings who are willing and ready to live in love. It's just bringing them all together like a nuclear ball. It's bringing all this power together so that it can dispel darkness. For consciousness, darkness is also a part of it, but with it's very little love in that. And then there is this opportunity where you can amplify love within. And we have been trying our best for years. We have been taking small steps and making small impact. But now it seems that the time has come for us to create this bigger impact. And for this, we're having the emotional well-being training. We would want you to be a part of it so that we all can learn to amplify love, to end all kinds of prejudices, unhappiness, anger, all irritations and frustrations, and just amplify the love within us. And when you are ready, we want you to help us by training so many other people. This is the right moment where so many more people need to discover love in them and to rise above all the petty issues that they have been connecting to rise above their judgments, to rise above all the other things that are shadowing love, to blossom like a flower that can sprout from in between rocks. Nothing can stop you when the time has come for you to just discover your love. Let it be now. Let us discover this love within ourselves. And its power is like water. It's like wind. When it is powerful, it can move even the heaviest objects. It can bring down mountains. It can submerge land. It can do anything when it realizes its true potential. Let us realize our true potential of being in love. And we'll know that everything that we ever needed will find us there. All right, thank you so much, all of you, for attending this session. This has been one of the most beautiful sessions that I have given. And just to embrace love and to let go of everything that is not. So I would request you all to practice every day, because something is bringing us all together. Something is awakening the love within us. There is something brewing. And I want you to be there for the party. Don't just lose yourself, don't lose this opportunity, and don't crib later that you should have been there. So with these words, I wish you all a beautiful weekend. I wish you all a happy Diwali. Don't eat too many sweets, don't spoil your body. Enjoy Diwali, enjoy to the maximum, be happy, be loving, and let the inner sparkles of divinity fill all of you. And let it all just overflow with love. Give beautiful hugs to everyone. Be loving to all. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week ahead. Lots and lots and lots of love and wishes to all of you.